Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, who's speaking, please?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Bart speaking.
All right, now, go back to the Anydex app, sir. Press the home button, the square button on your phone.
You want to go back to Anydex?
Yeah, go back to the Anydex.
So do I cancel this call then?
No, don't cancel it. Minimize this page. Can you see the middle on the square button on the bottom down? Yeah. The circle one on the middle.
Yes. Now go to any desk. Yes.
Yeah. Open up that.
Yes. Come up again. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Plugin cancel.
You want me to cancel it?
Yeah, click on cancel. The option you can see cancel. Don't show this again and cancel.
All right, cancel.
Okay, tap on the three dot.
Yes.
Click on permission.
Yes.
Click on scam protection.
Scam protection.
Yeah.
Yes.
Click on full access.
Full access.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now wait. Click on close.
Click on close?
Yeah.
Hey, cut off too soon.
Wait, now don't do anything, wait. Now, if you got a new card with you, can you take a picture of the card, the new one?
Yeah. I also found a very old card. You want to take a picture of that also?
Yeah, take all the cards of the picture, each and every card that you got, one by one.
Yes, yeah. All right.
Take a clear picture.
Yeah, you got one that one, so I won't take a picture of that. No point.
Yeah, you have already take that, the 5217.
Yeah. So I'll take one of this one now.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Now take the picture of the back side. Okay. Now, apart from this, any other card that you got?
Yes, this one is a very, very old card. I just found it, so I brought it.
Okay. Take a picture. Okay, wait. Okay.
Back?
All right, yes.
You want the back too?
Yeah. And apart from this, you got three cards in your hand, right?
No, but this I only went looking everywhere and I found this other card. That was never get used.
Okay,
maybe these two, the two cards, the first ones are the ones that...
Okay, these two cards...
That's better.
Okay,
maybe
wait.
This one. Maybe these are the ones that... matter
yeah.
to you, I don't know.
Yeah, these two cards.
Yes.
And apart from these two cards, you don't have any other bank cards?
No, I don't have any other bank cards.
You got any credit card with you? Check on your wallet?
No, nothing.
These are the two cards that you only got, right?
These are the only two from the Commonwealth Bank.
Okay.
And about 2 years ago, we had this net bank card, but those got all, I cut them up into pieces because all the money went. But this one, I do not know, this third one that I just told you.
This is the old one. It has been expired. Can you see the expiry date? It's showing you, it was validity 2019. Now it's 2023.
So that I can throw away.
Yeah, you can throw it away. Don't throw it. You can keep it somewhere that you cannot use it anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
And on your wallets, you don't have any other cards?
No. I don't have any other cards.
And do you have any card with your wife or any of your family member card?
My wife still have a couple of cards, but she left about 6 months ago, so those, now she will have her own cards.
Okay, and apart from these two cards, you don't have any other cards, right?
No, I don't have any other cards. I have looked through everything that I have. I might find another old card, but like, you know, like this other thing that I found. Like this one, you might have one, but no, I don't.
Wait. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you scroll the screen down? Go down.
The full screen down?
Yeah, go down on your screen. No, no, on
yes.
The Google page. On the Google page, sir. On the Google
on
page.
On the Google
yeah.
page. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
scroll
I
down
have
the Google
to
page.
The Google page
okay, what do you see on the screen right now?
It says buy Apple gift card.
Yeah, scroll the page down. Go down.
Yes. That's
go
Google,
up.
Yes.
Yeah, go up and go down. Scroll up and go down.
Yes, now if I scroll up, it's Google. So now you want me to go...
Yeah, go down. Look. Can you see Apple? Go slowly, slowly. Go up, little bit up.
Yes,
up,
yes.
Up, up, go up, little bit.
Yes, there's Apple gift card.
No. Go up, up, more up.
Yes.
More up. Yeah, wait. Okay, this is the website, Apple All Entertainment. Now we will help you to block the gift cards, which has been tried to be ordered by those people behind you. Okay. Can you type your email address, sir?
Can you say that again, please?
Can you type your email address?
Yes.
The Barney Joseph Gmail one. Gmail one.
At gmail.
.com.
We can't even see
this thing now. Wait. Hello? Wait, don't do anything. We will help you. Wait. We are helping you. Don't do anything. Is it correct?
BarneyJoseph@gmail.com. Yes.
Okay, wait. Is it the same? Right? Now enter your mobile number.
You put the same email twice. I have two different emails.
No, sir. It's for the confirmation. It's asking you the end to be the email that you enter up. You need to confirm it once again.
All right. Okay.
Can you see it says email? Then you can see it says confirm email, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you need to put the mobile number there.
Yes. 61 2 3 0 7 Pardon?
Okay, do it. Is it, have you did?
I can't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying now.
Did you put your mobile number?
Yes, I put the number.
Okay, wait. Now type your first name, the details
yes.
which is asking you.
Hello. Hello, ma'am. This is Kate.
Now click on the bottom last name, yes. Type your address. No, sir, you are typing on the wrong page. Wait.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Put your last
name. Last
yeah. Put it down, last name.
Yeah, I'll just put it.
Click on address.
Yes.
Wait. Wait, don't do anything. Now leave your phone. Leave the phone. We will help you.
Hello. Hi, you are speaking to Dave here, calling you from the security team of Visa and MasterCard. How are you doing today? Hello.
this is Charlie Williams. And I'm calling you from the security department of Master and Visa card. How are you doing today?
And when did you last visit to your local branch, sir?
Hello?
Yes. When did you last visit your local
branch?
When did you last visit your local branch?
Sorry, you let's speak a little loud. I can't hear you. Really.
When was the last time you visited your local branch?
My local branch?
Yeah.
About nearly 2 weeks ago.
And what did they tell you?
Pardon?
What did they tell you, sir?
They didn't tell me anything. I only go to get a little money to buy a little food, that's all.
Okay. And which card you have used on the Commonwealth Bank to withdraw the money?
What?
Which card you used to withdraw the money from your Commonwealth account? Which card?
The 5217? No.
Tell me the last 4 digits. Which card you have used?
Just a minute, please. 1615 is the last 4 digits.
That you have used, right?
Yes. I don't even use it. I just went show the card then.
How much money in this card?
In that account? $1,500, untouchable. That is untouchable. I try to keep at least a minimum of $3,000 for the roof, my roof work. But I have to also keep $1,000 a month for the surgery for my left side every month. I can't afford to touch that. I have to try to collect.
And with the card ending up with 6895, how much balance you got? 6895?
95?
Yeah, 6895. The card number which is ending up with 6895.
There won't be anything left in that. There won't be even a cent.
And do you have any card ending up with 8941?
8941? No, I don't have. Sorry, I don't have any card.
Can you see the card number on your screen?
Card. Show me that one, please.
Wait.
Where's this number?
Yeah, can you see this is the card? Do you know this card? 5217295365322.
I do not know if that is one of my wife's cards or something from. I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay.
Yes, but my wife has an account with the same branch of the Commonwealth Bank, so they will verify that easily.
I can understand, sir. And this is the card of your wife. You don't use this card.
I don't know it is my wife. I said it may be my wife.
It may be
one of my old cards, but it may be a card that my wife uses now. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. Not an issue, sir. Make sure we have successfully created everything and we have tried to cancel up each and every transaction behind you, right?
Yes.
So what we are trying to do is we are trying to cancel this order from a different website again.
Hello. I didn't know that even there's such things from on my cards or anything. I don't know what is happening, but I don't care because I'm not a person who runs after money or who worries about money. I only want to be able to do what I have to do, my surgery, my eating, and that's pay the worker for the roof, that's all.
Hi sir, this is George calling you from the ACSA Security Department. So how are you today, Mr. Nathan? From the ACSA Security Department.
Hello,
sir. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, can you type your address? Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to have a bun for lunch.
Okay, can you type your address? Type your address.
Sorry?
Type your address. Type in.
You want me to type it?
Yeah, type in from your end.
No, what's this? Come on. The thing is this. My screen is blinking.
Wait.
I can't.
Now you can type.
I can't type it because the screen is just blinking.
Now type.
All right.
Type in. Now select the state. And what is your postal zip code?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to put in here. 3840.
Okay, wait. It's 3840.
Yes. I can see that it's 3340.
Okay, now mobile number?
Yes. Yeah, I think I must have got that wrong. Come here. Come on.
Wait, don't do anything, sir. Wait, we will do it for you.
Zero. 0427 1855. Yes, that would be right. What's happening here with these things?
Wait, sir, wait, don't do this. These are the security things. Don't worry about. Wait. Did you got any message? Wait, sir. 790062. Are you there? Can you hear me, sir?
Hello?
Yes,
anyone calling?
Yeah, can you
hello?
Hear me? Yes, sir.
Sorry. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Now, sir, we have secured everything. So, on Monday, are you be able to visit to your local branch on Monday?
Yes, I can visit the local branch.
Okay.
I am going to visit the branch on Monday anyway.
Okay. And did they told you like they will be providing you a new card or something like that?
They'll be providing me a new card?
Yeah. Did they told you something like that?
No one told me anything.
All right. Because, sir, tell them I am not able to use any of my card. Just tell them that, okay?
All right.
I am not able to use my card. I am not able to withdraw any money. So just tell them, do me a favor. Make sure unlock all my cards for online payment so that I can use them on the ATM for shopping. Tell them I am not able to use any of my card for any shopping or any grocery purpose, right?
Yes.
And tell them to unlock your card for online banking and shopping. And once you come back from the bank, wait for the call. We will give you a call back to check everything, okay?
All right. Who am I talking with, please?
You are talking to David Mitchell. David Mitchell, sir.
Yeah, I don't understand any of this. Sorry.
So we are calling you from the ACSC, the Australian Cybersecurity, right?
Yes.
And somebody has tried to access your network, your online things behind you, and illegally they try to cheat you up. So as you visit to your local branch, just tell them to unlock your card.
To cancel all of them.
Yeah, not to cancel, tell them to unlock your card. I am not able to use my card, so I want to use my card and my funds. Tell them, I am not able to make any online payment or any purchase. So just tell them to unlock your card. Please tell them to unlock my card so that I can use them for my grocery, for my shopping, for my daily things, right?
But I have a card here.
Sir, with this card, are you able to withdraw any money from the ATM?
No, I just get it straight from the bank.
Bank, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You need to tell them I want to use it somewhere else. I don't want to visit each and every time to bank to get my money, right?
Yes.
Just tell them that.
All right.
Okay. And once you tell them, once you come back, wait for the call. Tell them to unlock my card for online payment. I'm not able to use it on the ATM or I'm not able to use it for a grocery or a shopping, right?
Yes.
So what you want to tell them?
Do I have to give them some name or something to they ask me who's giving you that authority?
No, don't tell them anything. Just tell them I have received some phone call. I have been hacked before, and I'm so worried. I'm not able to use my card, my account, or any of my details. So I want to spend my money if I'm going to shopping. I'm purchasing the things, I'm ordering something, and when at the main time when I need to pay the bill, the card is not working. Just tell them that.
Yes.
So just tell them
to active
my card, and I want to use my money and active my card for grocery and shopping so that I can withdraw the cash or I can withdraw any money from anywhere, right?
Yes. Okay, I will do that.
Okay, and wait for the call
till
Monday. We will ring you and give you a call on Monday. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So what are you going to tell them, the local branch?
I'm going to say I can't use my other cards, so I want you to unlock
unlock
the cards
it for the transaction. I want to pay my bills. I have my rooftop working going on, and I'm not able to give them the money. Just tell them to unlock my card. and
yes.
let's see what they are trying to tell you, right? Because
yes.
the local branches also involved in this, sir. They have allowed to withdraw the $60,000 from your account, right? And they are not giving you any refund.
I don't know that. I don't know anything. They accuse me of.
Okay, just tell them I want to use my card. I don't know anything else. I want to pay my bills. So please activate my card for online shopping and purchase. And ask them how many cards, ask each and everything, how many accounts I currently holding with you people, what are my account statements, ask them for the latest statement, give me my each and every details of my account, what is my closing balance, what is my available balance, ask them each and everything, okay?
All right. Okay, I will ask them all that, and then I'll come back and then...
Yeah. Once you come back, do let us know, okay?
Yeah. How do I let you know? Have you given me a number?
Definitely, I will. And don't tell them that you are talking to the Australian Cyber Security. Otherwise, what they will be doing, they will not give any interest on you. They will be not answering you anything about. Okay.
Yes.
So just talk. Tell them that, yes, I have been hacked. Somebody has used my info. But I don't know how it's going on. But I want to continue using my card because I have some bills to pay. My work is going on at my residence, my home. I am just refurnishing. I am refurbishing my rooftop, and I need to pay them. Just tell them like that. And once I am using this card on the APOS machine or any of the ATM, it's not letting me to withdraw or get any money, or it's not letting me to pay any bills until I visit the bank. So I don't want to do these things anymore. I just want you to unlock my card so that I will be able to use it. Right?
Yes. All right. I'll tell them that.
All right. Have a nice day. Lovely talking to you, sir.
Yes, thank you very much for fixing my phone up.
All right, so not an issue. Just make sure you don't disclose anything to them. Smartly tell them to unlock your account. Then we will help you, right?
Yes, all right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Much appreciated. Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Wait for my call. I will give you a call on Monday.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right.